Blog Talk Radio.
That right there.
man. So the man is holding it. We're doing it because white people are doing this, the white structure, structural racism, and so forth and so forth. So my response says, well, why don't you take your cars and go on those and go on those niggas? So you're telling me you're willing to destroy your community to what, send a message to the architect of structural racism by burning down and looting the stores in your community? What type of new psychological battle is that? That makes absolutely no sense. You can ask a 3-year-old and a 3-year-old would say, I don't understand. They're willing to burn down their neighborhood, force their neighborhood, and then blame architects for structural racism. It makes it in their cars and parking in those, you know, healthy neighborhoods and riot in their stores and in their homes. Wouldn't that be better for them? You shouldn't be rioting and looting in anybody's neighborhood. Damn, well, the riot and loot in your neighborhood. It is the dumbest thing I ever heard. Even growing up in the States, when they do that in my neighborhood, sometimes it's going to look like I live in a school in some community that you have a street or something, and it ain't took care of their own stuff. And if you had to take care of the thing, what does it do to the people that you're wearing that when you're destroying your own property? You're destroying your neighborhood. And those neighborhoods aren't going to come back from it. Well, let me say this. Those neighborhoods will come back from it. These people, these rioters and looters that join it, they won't be here. No. They'll be pushed out. Because then billions of dollars will be reinvested in that community. We'll build it up. But they won't be a part. The rioters and the looters that's from that neighborhood, they won't be invited to the party. They're like, oh, well, you know, you're one of the people that was out here robbing the people from your home. Before I got on the show, I was watching this video. A senior citizen had a truck. I took one of the city fires off and he found a truck. And he's saying, you guys are supposed to be about black power. Yeah. when police go out and they kill criminals, murderers, just say, I don't know, let me throw out a race. A black community. You know, we say, y'all be on fire. When they go in that community and they kill a criminal, law-abiding citizens, law-abiding African Americans, a country says, good job, well done. He says, well done. We're all in good night. We don't accept that. We don't say, oh, well, you know, we understand he was a criminal. We understand that. We understood that he killed several people and was hiding out in the community because nobody was saying anything. Finally pulled up to him and, you know, he killed him. Why did you gun that? Oh, when he was in the arrest, did he shoot that after? Was he shooting when little children was out in the neighborhood playing? Good. You got him? Good. You just got somebody off the street that's a TV on the street. But when you are killing innocent black people, innocent people of color, no apparent reason because other than you know you can get away with it, you know you have prosecutors in that state, in that district, in that city that says, I'm not going to prosecute you. We had a Lynn Abraham, who was a district attorney here in the CIA and the state of Philadelphia for 20 years. Not one time in her 20 years, she was never prosecuted. Not one time. And you tell me in 20 years it was impossible to get filled up and did horrible stuff to people in my community, in your neighborhood? Oh, absolutely. But you say, they do the same. I don't prosecute cops. So cops, police in Philadelphia had a three-man they were thought they hadn't been that happy since Crystal years. And this was basically just the same thing. I did police part blunt. Yeah, he was a former police officer. This was our opportunity. Finally, bring to life. Nobody saw my power. change to all these other institutions, like change these damn laws right now for your health. Now, that all we'll be talking about for the next month is the rising. And it proves nothing. Nothing. You honestly think the architect of structural racism is going to say, oh, Anthony, rioting and looting has made us a racist, the error of our thinking. Listen to that. We create power. We hold individuals who are going to keep the police accountable for these horrible acts that they're doing. Let's put in place policies that police act like this, that go out and kill, murder, steal, assault innocent people. If they're going to jail, they'll get their day in court. If they're going to jail. You think they're going to do that now? No. The architects of structural racism in this country are going to say, and looting in their neighborhood. In our home, I just talked to them. They ain't coming up here because they know. And that's what I'm talking about. The riots and looting, they're nothing but opportunistic bullies. Because you're destroying your neighborhood because you're afraid to take your mark from the wealthy neighborhood. You know! They'll keep you out of the fire. You know they have one. So what you do is you turn your attention to people, neighborhoods, the community that can't fight back. And you live in a neighborhood. So when the police come into your neighborhood, you say, why are you coming in my neighborhood? You coming in our neighborhood to bully us and so forth and so forth. You know, we can't fight back. And what you've done is you took a playbook from those police, those corrupt police officers who do that in our communities. You took their playbook and said, we're going to turn it on our own neighborhood. That's what you're doing. The classic case of a drug dealer. Drug dealers won't go in a nice neighborhood because they're going to be drugs. Oh, they will be back because they understand what's going to happen. So they said, well, they'll keep you in our neighborhood. People are unworthy and weak. So we can take advantage of it. We can destroy the community while we're getting wealth. And that's possible. Today, yesterday, and the day before, the serious food program. Perhaps another 168 years before we get to top. Ladies and gentlemen, we have we can't keep going on like nothing. Nothing is ever going to get done. Come up with solutions and then stay doing what we have time. Middle class, work for, and put people to have power when we are united. And we have shown that. History has shown us that. And here we are again. It's involved with rioting. Based on the rules. However, I think rioting and shooting will not address most of that plague African Americans since 1862. That is the state of structural racism. The police department is talking about it. We or true justice. We should have to murder. Thank you.